Hey, it is your boy, FPS Fly 21, you know, with, here with,
Yeah, this is your boy, FBI 21, what's up?
And, we are here on the Wrong Potato Podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Wrong Potato
Podcast. Are we talking
about... Episode 2. Sorry, I cut you off.
Episode 2. Where we talk about games, movies, you know, TVs, comics, stuff.
And everything in between. Welcome, everybody. Today, we'll see. We want Connor to give his Red Dead Redemption 2 thoughts. Any other topics, Connor?
Well, then after that, we can give your insight on the new NHL.
Yeah, we're going to burn the midnight oil and talk about NHL. I want to talk about Battlefield. I pre-ordered it, and I got worries. I want to talk about that. We got Daredevil Season 3 review by Connor.
One thing we should also talk about is the fact that Henry Cavill got cast as Geralt of Rivia.
Oh, yeah, dude, did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Let's get all in order. We'll hopefully remember it. So, Red Dead Redemption 2. So, first, before you get a review, just talk about, like, people being hyped about it. Like, just the general, like, hype and everything. Like, what do you...
Well, the hype is real. I read that within its first 3 days, it sold $700 million worth of copies in its first 3 days, and that's the biggest opening of a game in entertainment history. That's what I read.
Okay, so I wonder if that was over GTA 5.
It must have been. It topped GTA 5.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people have been waiting for like 8 years for a new Red Dead.
Yeah, even with Red Dead Redemption 2, there's always rumors for years. They're like, so when are they going to make a sequel to it?
Yeah.
And like, what, after GTA 5, they're like, oh, like, what game are they going to work on next?
Yeah.
Is it going to be LA Noire 2? Is it going to be Red Dead Redemption 2? Is it going to be a whole new IP? But no. They released a sequel. And yeah, it's been crazy. Like, across the board, it's been really, really good reviews.
Yes, like, very good reviews. And you know, with one thing that you've got to expect with Rockstar is, you know, that they take their time in perfecting their games. So, everybody like is dying for Rockstar. You know, Rockstar just takes that time to actually give it their all to the fans out there. So, the hype is absolutely real, man.
It's crazy. People say, like, with Rockstar, the attention to detail, like, the little things that they do is crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, they put that in there? Like,
yeah, it's like, I heard that, the engine that they use is so realistic, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. I just saw, like, a snippet of it at Connor's house, but it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really, really, really awesome. The details that they put into it, like, into the game itself is just... perfect alone. Like, for instance, like, you know, your character Arthur Morgan, his hair and his beard can grow in real time, so you can either cut it or you can let it grow to, like, you know, this big, like, mountain man looking dude. But for me, you know, just rocking that slick back look. But yeah, like, the attention to detail that they put into that game was so beautiful.
So how long can your horse's beard grow? I made that joke earlier, but yeah, it's been great. Like, how's the voice acting in the story so far?
The voice acting, they have, you know, the same voice actors from the original one, like the same voice as John Marston, Dutch, Abigail, but, you know, of course, Jack Marston is like 4 or 3 years old.
Oh, okay. How'd you feel about John Marston being in the game? Were you kind of disappointed? Did you want the new story, or are you happy with it?
I'm very happy with it, because this the guy you play, Arthur Morgan, he's the head of... he's the second right-hand man to Dutch, you know, the leader of the Vanderling gang.
Mm-hmm.
So he pretty much play, like, the second-in-command guy, who is kind of... He's kind of, like, confused about where they... what they're doing, but and the story, like, you know, you start off, well, I don't want to give away too much, so it's gonna be like some kind of like spoilers, but so you start off, like, after doing a bad bank job, then next after that, like, so the bad bank job was in Blackwater.
Yeah.
So after that, you're wanted by the government. So you're just like going into the mountains to hide out there for like a few weeks. It starts off like you're in like middle of the night, full blizzard. You have a full caravan of people, which is your group, which is like about a dozen.
Nice.
So you're like riding in the cold, looking for shelter. You find shelter at this old rundown mining camp. Then it's your job to like provide for your camp, like hunt, bring back food, medicine, supplies.
You have to use every part of the buffalo.
Yeah. And the skinny animations is it's much more better. Like
it's looked realistic.
Yeah.
Don't you find it ironic how GTA 5 starts with a bad bank job and then this one starts with a bad bank job?
Yeah, but really, Red Dead Redemption 2 starts off the aftermath of the bank job.
Okay.
So you're missing like three people from your group and two have died?
Or is one? Dutch with you at the end? I mean, at the end of that sequence? Or?
Yeah, he's the one leading and you're the one just like behind him.
Okay.
So you're pretty much like right hand man. So you're like the second in command. You're like just underneath Dutch. But the story so far has taken pretty wild, unexpected turns, which is really mind-blowing. And I'm taking my time with the story. I don't want to beat it. Like, normally with every game that I get, I beat it within, like, the first few days. But with this game, man, I'm trying to take my time. There's so much to do in that game. So I'm trying to do everything I can before I progress. But,
Are there any strangers and freaks missions?
Yes, there's
nice,
tons.
Dude.
There's like tons. Like tons all over, like all over the map, but I haven't fully explored the map. Because the map is bigger than the first one. So you have two new states, which is New Hanover and something else, I forget. But I can't go to Blackwater. Like, any player decides to go to Blackwater is wanted, dead or alive. So,
dead or alive.
So if any lawman catches you, you're gonna get shot.
Wanted. Sorry. But yeah, that's awesome, man. That's awesome to hear. I know you were such a big fan of the first Red Dead Redemption. I remember like back in 2010 when it released, like you were in love with the first game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I feel like it hasn't been stated enough, like people always talk about it, but the first Red Dead Redemption, in my opinion, had the best video game ending of a single player I've ever seen. Because he was just so off guard and just like so unexpected and just like, I don't know if John Marston gets gunned down. But it was just so crazy. Like back then, I just felt like that ending was so ahead of its time. You know, like usually most stories in anything, it's like, like the good guy saves the girl, saves the damsel in distress. The good guy beats the bad guy, end scene, walks into the sunset. But with Red Dead Redemption, you get gunned down in a barn, dude. Like, it's savage.
By, like, a bunch of lawmen. Just, like, standing there.
Yeah, that's what I like, is video games doing something unexpected. Like, don't have the good guy always win. Like, do something unexpected, you know? But, yeah, that's enough about the first one. But, yeah, that's cool to hear, man. Like, they didn't release the online yet?
No, but I saw this video last night that they're Rockstar is planning to release online.
Okay.
But I also heard that, you know, the beloved DLC, Undead Nightmare, is most likely not going to make it to the game.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if they said this, but single player DLC, they're just going to focus on the multiplayer, like it's going to be. I could be wrong, but I think that's what they said.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, but they did the same thing with the first GTA 5. Which kind of sucks. Yeah, are you kind of disappointed by that, or?
Yeah, because I personally, like, the way the story's going, the way how it's written out, I would want to see more DLC continue on with the gang. So it's a bit of a bummer. So, yeah. But, you know, multiplayer, I'm pretty, like, hyped to see how that turns out. It's going to be a lot, like, I bet your first day, servers are just going to crash from how many.
Yeah, dude. I wonder if it's going to be, is it going to be close to GTA Online? Like,
I'm pretty sure, but Rockstar hasn't released, like, the full specs on it. They just said that they're developing, that they're working on multiplayer right now.
I'm kind of not surprised, although I'm disappointed, but for money-wise, like, GTA Online made so much money for Rockstar with Shark Cards. And, like, that's kind of the reason why I saw, like, no single-player DLC. because GTA Online, I don't know if people know, but it printed money for Rockstar.
Yeah.
And that's probably the reason why they're not doing single player DLC. Because making like multiplayer missions is much easier than making a full-fledged DLC.
Yeah.
You know, like it just money, you know, in the end. But yeah, that's crazy to hear. If you had to give it like a score, Red Dead Redemption 2, what would you give it?
15 out of 10.
Oh my god, you broke the scale, dude.
Yeah.
You're nutty, bro. I give it 9 horseshoes out of 10.
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I haven't even played it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just wait till you play it. Like the next little bit.
But yeah, it's crazy. I haven't got it yet. I've been kind of waiting at Northern to see if they'll get it in the game. If not, I think I'll wait till this week, and then if not, I might order it off Amazon. But yeah, although I have to hook up probably my hard drive because so much space. But yeah, that's crazy. Red Dead Redemption 2. You got any other thoughts? Like any other like bad things you've seen about the game?
No, I've looked at pretty much like every like score from all the major video game review channels. So far, it's just 10 out of 10. And so yeah, there's really not that much trash about it.
Yeah.
But
I heard some negative things, like the controls are kind of fidgety. Like some people are trying to do like side missions and then like they accidentally shot the person, or like kind of clunky controls and stuff like that. But it's only been like a small like things, but like the controls might be kind of outdated, but yeah, whatever. Like it's generally positive. But yeah, any other thoughts on Red Dead 2 or no?
I would recommend that, to whoever's listening to this, if you don't have it, buy it. If you don't got no money, get a job, then buy it. So yeah, I would like really, really recommend this game. It's like one of my top contenders for game of the year.
Nice. I watch a lot of Twitch streamers. And like for the first time, like dedicated PC players, like they hate console, like so many dedicated PC players are buying PS4s and Xbox Ones for this game exclusively.
Yeah.
Like so, like people are just running out and buying PS4 Pros and Xbox One X's, like by the dozens. It's crazy. Like I've never seen it.
Yeah, and I also read that the game performs better on Xbox One X.
Yeah, Xbox One X is the more powerful than PS4 Pro. It's been proven, but yeah, sorry, I'm just trying to think of the next topic, but
NHL?
Oh yeah, I've been playing NHL 19. I picked it up. I was at the store and I was like, should I get NHL 19 or should I get Black Ops 4? I'm like, I just kept walking around the store. I'm like, I'll get NHL because I already got Battlefield 5 pre-ordered, so. Yeah, my thoughts on NHL, I don't want to spend too long on it because, you know, it's kind of the same thing, but they changed quite a lot. Like the skating system used to be so robotic, but now it's like more frantic and realistic, and like they changed the hitting system. There's this new like World of Chell online thing that's pretty weird. But yeah, I don't want to say too much about it. If I had to get it NHL 19 or review, I'd say like 8 out of 10. It's still much better, but yeah, I'd recommend it. Like if you skipped out on NHL, like you should get it this year. Like it's pretty good. And I'm just obsessed with that game. All I do is play franchise mode and just do trades and like go through the playoffs. And I'm just an NHL junkie. So but yeah, I recommend NHL. They changed enough this year that you should pick it up compared to last year. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say. But yeah, do you want to talk about like Black Ops or Battlefield?
Well, I pre-ordered Fallout 76.
Nice, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in that game?
Yeah, and when I pre-ordered, they sent me a code for a closed beta, so I got to play the beta.
I thought you were going to say they sent you a Pip-Boy. Be like, oh, I pre-ordered and they sent me a Vault Boy action figure. That would have been sick. But a beta, you said?
Yeah, when I pre-ordered, I got to play the closed beta. So I had to like install it, like, I don't know, 10, like 5 to 10 gigs.
How do you feel about the direction they're going with Fallout in this game? Like, online oriented and like...
Yeah, I think it's kind of a good thing, you know, get to like roam around with your friends and all that. Not that I saying that I don't like the single player of Fallout, because I do love single player. But I think it's kind of a good direction, play with friends, all that stuff. And now, most of the games are based solely around multiplayer.
Like Destiny. Fallout 76, yeah. The Division. Mm-hmm. So many online oriented games now.
Yeah.
Because it's so hard to make money, I feel, on single player games. That's crazy. I didn't think you'd be interested in Fallout 76. I'm kind of tepid on it. My thoughts on it were it's online oriented. There's going to be no NPCs and it's all humans, real people. And I was just really kind of But I always thought, for years, I'm like, oh, dude, a multiplayer Fallout. That'd be so crazy. Going through vaults, with friends. Yeah. And, would be such a crazy idea. But yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I'm not really that hyped about it. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not too sure. We'll see. I just want to make sure it's not broken when it comes out. But I'm kind of more interested in a new Elder Scrolls than a Fallout. With Fallout 4, I was really disappointed with that game. Did you like Fallout 4 or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just feel like with Fallout 4 compared to the other Fallouts, there wasn't much player choice in Fallout 4. In Fallout, you have different choices about how you want to handle situations, and in Fallout 4, they're just way less options you have in terms of story and player choice.
Yeah.
And I was kind of disappointed with that, the shooting, and it looked really good and all that stuff, but I feel like the map was kind of small in Fallout, and the player choice in Fallout 4 I felt like was kind of bad. But it's really disappointing because in Fallout 4 I felt like the shooting and the gameplay was the best, finally. But yeah, I just felt like the player choice was really bad. But I'm not too sure about Fallout 76. That's I'm surprised you're interested. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't expect that. Do you want to talk about Battlefield?
Sure.
So I pre-ordered it off EB Games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of with Black Ops 4 coming out, and I'm pretty sure we talked about this last time, but what do you feel about the hype around Battlefield 5? Your thoughts?
I think it's...
doesn't exist.
I haven't really seen that much, trailers or anything around it, so...
Are you a Battlefield fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
A bit bigger than COD.
Mm-hmm.
Even to this day, I still play Battlefield 4.
Nice. Yeah, and Battlefield 1 was kind of disappointing in my... I talked about this before, so many times on the podcast, but Battlefield 1, I was kind of disappointed. I played it for, at least, pretty steady for, 2-3 months with my friends and stuff, and it was really cool, but, I feel like for Battlefield 1, they really simplified, the gunplay, and, they made it a lot more casual and, easier for people, and, yeah, with Battlefield 1, I felt like the gameplay and everything wasn't as deep as Battlefield 4, and that's why, a lot of hardcore players kind of stayed away from Battlefield 1, and because they're just so casual, but anyways, yeah, with Battlefield 5, I've talked about this before, but yeah, I'm a big Battlefield fan. I've fallen off Call of Duty ever since Call of Duty Ghosts, when that came out. I feel like after Black Ops 2 in 2012, I just fell off Call of Duty, and just ever since Ghosts, I feel like they've just been recycling ideas for so long, and what are your thoughts on Call of Duty, the franchise?
Yeah, I have to agree with you. After Ghosts, that's when I started to fall off. I played a bit of Black Ops 3, that one time with you. I haven't played Black Ops 4. I played Infinite Warfare. So,
that Infinite was, Warfare, like the...
the one made by, Infinity Ward?
Okay, sorry, I was thinking of Advanced Warfare, that's all.
I played Advanced Warfare, I'm still a fan of, the franchise, but not so much, anything that kind of happens after Ghost.
Yeah, with Black Ops 4, dude, there's been, crazy hype, behind it. People... I've known, like, online and stuff, they're like, took a break from Call of Duty for years, had the same thoughts as us, and like, they played the Blackout beta, and which, if people don't know, Blackout is like the new battle royale game mode for Call of Duty, and people are saying it's really good, like yeah, and people are like, with the multiplayer, people are saying like, oh, it's okay, but the Blackout mode's really, really cool. Yeah. What are your thoughts on Blackout mode? And
well, you know, I haven't seen anything for Black Ops 4, so. But I heard, like, you know, Blackout mode is just all the hype for that game. Because, you know, even people that I play with online, like, they're always playing, like, I see them just playing Black Ops 4. It's mainly Blackout mode, and then, you know, just last night I asked him, like, yo, like, how's Blackout mode? I'm like, oh, dude, like, it's so good. Like, I would recommend if you get that game. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. My thoughts are kind of like iffy about the game, especially since I haven't seen anything. I have to see some gameplay of that, but yeah.
I was actually really hyped. I even considered canceling my Battlefield pre-order and getting Black Ops. But yeah, with Battle Royale, like, think about the Call of Duty shooting, just the shooting,
yeah,
and how clean and crisp it is, because, you know, they had 10 years to work on it. And like, put that into a Battle Royale mode, like how crisp the shooting is. And you're like, oh man, that'd be really fun actually. And like, yeah, just that thought. And yeah, I was actually like really kind of excited about it. I'm not too sure, like you, I'm kind of mixed. I'm like, we'll see. Yeah, I might get it actually. We'll see, we'll see. But yeah, I was really surprised, like, man, like, finally a Call of Duty game came out. You know, World War II last year was so disappointing. And with this game, people are loving it. Like, well, for the most part, but yeah, of what I've seen, like, the multiplayer looks kind of the same stuff, and like, they're doing like a Rainbow Six Siege thing, where, like, you know, with Rainbow Six, you know, got the operators, like the dedicated people you have to play, and it's not created class, but with Call of Duty, it's that, where like, there's different heroes, like Black Ops 3, that that you can play with special abilities, and I feel like they really kind of took some ideas from Rainbow Six in that game, but but yeah, with Battlefield, I pre-ordered it. I'm a big Battlefield fan, like I already said before, like, you know, I fell off Call of Duty, picked up onto Battlefield, and yeah, just like, the hype is not there for Battlefield 5. Like, man, like, the beta came out, and it was just kind of like, meh. Yeah. Like, people were like, oh, it's okay, it's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
People were saying, like, yeah, like, they made some improvements, and it's kind of like Battlefield 1, so, but yeah, like, I already have it pre-ordered, so I'm gonna play it, obviously. But it comes out November 20th, and I just felt like, you know, Red Dead, Call of Duty's already out, and just, like, the hype, like, yeah, just, like, it's so weird, man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But we'll see. Yeah, I'm gonna get Battlefield when it comes out and play it, and, are you gonna get Battlefield?
Yeah. But, I haven't pre-ordered it, but, yeah. I'm actually willing to try this, because, you know, it's based around World War II, so it's gonna be some pretty intense.
Yeah, like we said before, like, M1 Grand, I'm gonna be M1 Grand main.
Thompson from
What class do you play in Battlefield?
Mainly, sniper.
Sniper. Mainly, I play sniper.
I'm the Canadian sniper.
Nice. Yeah, add me on Xbox, I'm Canadian sniper 420. 21. That's cool. Yeah, mostly I play medic. And I really, like, I played all the classes in Battlefield 1. I'm like, oh, which class do I like? I love medic. Because I like playing support and shooters, and I like the DMRs, like, it's a lot of rifles.
Yeah.
So, and I'm assuming, you know, with the medic class, M1 Grand is probably going to be with the medic, so I'll probably be playing medic. And I like being a team player, so. Yeah, I'm excited for Battlefield, man, I can't wait. I really hope, like, the game isn't dead on arrival. People are, like, making videos, like, you know, the hype isn't there, but yeah, that's all I want to say was I'm just a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Are you worried about Battlefield, or?
Yeah. Because, you know, it's like, hasn't really been that much hype around it. Like, I haven't really seen that much, like, trailers going on or anything, so I'm kind of worried about that, mainly. Like, I think EA doesn't want to get too much hype to get the to get the fans, like, too hyped up, and then they play it, and like, oh, yeah, it doesn't really live up to the hype, so.
Yeah.
I feel like they could be doing that, but yeah, I'm pretty worried about that.
But yeah, it comes out November 20th, and they even pushed the Battlefield date because of Red Dead and Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't want to get sandwiched, dude. But, yeah, that's all I want to say on Battlefield with Black Ops. yeah, I've been interested and finally it's good. It's crazy. Like, what do you think about Black Ops finally being good and like the thoughts on it?
I'm glad to look at some videos, and if, you know, if it's as good as you say, then I'll really actually consider getting a Call of Duty game in like 6-5 years.
Now, they say the one big issue I saw in that community was there's this flashbang called the Nine Bangs.
Yeah.
Where, like, you throw this flashbang and it, like, and it explodes, like, 9 times. And, like, you're blinded and you can't move. Yeah. And, like, people are saying, like, it's very overpowered in multiplayer and blackout mode. And it's, like, people are, like, crying for it to be nerfed.
Yeah. Oh, same thing happened with Modern Warfare 3, because they also had the Nine Bangs in Modern Warfare 3.
Hmm.
So I remember playing, like, back, you know, playing it online. A lot of people would be, like, just screaming over the mic.
Play your class.
Yeah, so they had to, like, Infinity War had to nerf that, too, so.
Man, with Call of Duty 4 and Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, like, I have so many memories of, like, back in 2009 and 2010 of, like, late night gaming, like, playing Search and Destroy with a bunch of my friends and, like, actually, like, I used to be, like, really, like, socially awkward and shy, and then I picked up Call of Duty 4 and, like, Modern Warfare 2 and started playing with people, and, like, started, like, being more sociable because of those games and, like, meeting new people, and it was crazy, like, so many hours and hours of playing Search and Destroy with friends and, like, oh, man, and just, like, I don't know, I wish they can recapture that magic again, but... Yeah. You know what I want from Call of Duty is, like, release Modern Warfare 2, just the multiplayer. And, like, don't make a new Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Just release Modern Warfare 2, like, the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be... Dude, imagine, like, the millions of dollars they would make, dude. Yeah. Based off nostalgia. And you'd probably use the ACR with heartbeat sensor. Dude, I bet you're one of those players that use a heartbeat sensor.
Nah, man. I actually don't like the heartbeat sensor. I'm mainly more of a M4 guy, the M4A1.
ACR.
Well, M4 with me, holographic and fast mags.
Nice.
That's all I need.
Fast mags and flashbangs. But yeah, I love the ACR. It was kind of weak, but it was laser accurate.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I love the ACR. It was really cool. But Yeah, that's Call of Duty, that's Battlefield, Red Dead, NHL. Any other thoughts on Call of Duty or Battlefield? Or, like, I think we exhausted everything.
Tonight I'll look at some videos of
Blackout.
Yeah, and then if it's good, then I'll actually consider getting it.
Oh yeah, did you hear? So for Battlefield, they're gonna have a Battle Royale mode.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be released till the spring.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
I think it was like February or March. Oh, I have to get the date, but it was like in the spring. Like, what are your thoughts on them delaying the Battle Royale mode till then? Like,
well, I mean, you know, when they like released at E3, a lot of people was kind of like booed it because they didn't want Battlefield to be like the basic generic shooter nowadays, like Fortnite, Overwatch. It's like all those arena type shooters.
Yep.
So I think it kind of makes sense for EA to push it.
But yeah, I kind of see why they pushed it, but like, I feel like that's so, like, might be too little too late, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they probably want to polish it and make sure it's good. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of see why they pushed it. But yeah, I heard that and I was kind of disappointed because I was thinking, like, a Battlefield Battle Royale mode, that'd be amazing, dude. Like, how would they, like, I don't know, we'll see. Like, that'd be crazy, especially with the way shooting works in Battlefield.
Yeah.
Because already, like, the maps are huge and, like, I feel like they're in, like, the bullet drop and, like, yeah, that'd be so cool, actually. But I totally forgot I wanted to bring that up. But yeah, do you want to move on to maybe Daredevil? Or was there something else we wanted to talk about? Or some video game news, maybe? Or
I can't really think of anything for video games right now.
Okay, did you want to talk about Daredevil Season 3?
Sure. Daredevil Season 3, you know, it's pretty dark. Darker than the last two seasons, and I heard like it kind of lost some of its viewers from the previous season, but that was because, you know, season two was packed with Elektra and the Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
So people had like fun with that, but it So this season kind of gets off that mythical thing, like, you know, with like ninjas and like.
Like more realistic this
time? Yeah, it's more realistic, more like just down to the bone, more gritty. So we start off this season from this little mini series called Marvel's The Defenders. It's basically Luke Cage, Iron Fist,
Jessica Jones,
and Daredevil, but ripped to Luke Cage and Iron Fist for getting canceled.
Was Jessica Jones in The Defenders?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jessica Jones and Daredevil. So,
Sorry, what are your thoughts on, I was going to say Luke Cage.
Luke Cage.
What's the name of it?
Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking of Johnny Cage.
But both those shows got canceled.
What are your thoughts on that?
I'm actually, like, kind of, like, butthurt from that, man. Like, the fact that they canceled those two shows. I mean, yeah, like, you know, the first season of Iron Fist wasn't that good.
I heard it was disappointing.
Yeah, it was mainly due to the fight choreography. The guy who played Iron Fist wasn't really experienced into choreography.
Yeah, what I've heard and what I've seen of Iron Fist and like the main character, like the main actor, They heard, like, I don't know, he just didn't have like the it factor to it, like, yeah, like you said, choreography, and just didn't have that like leading role type, yeah. Like, yeah, genes.
Season two, it gets progressively better in terms of you know, the fact that it kind of takes it a bit more serious, like he gets more delved into the fight choreography, so the choreography is much better, and his performance is better.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I saw a thing on Twitter that, like, so they canceled Iron Fist after season two was a big improvement, You know?
The same thing with Luke Cage.
How many seasons of Luke Cage was there?
Two.
Huh.
Weird. Yeah, season two of Luke Cage released, like, summer this year.
What are your thoughts on Jessica Jones? Did you watch it?
How is it? It's pretty dark also. It's like up there with Daredevil. It's just like underneath. It's more of like a detective noir type thing.
Oh, I like those kind of stories.
So it's kind of dark. She's like a PI. Like,
Would you recommend Jessica Jones?
Yeah. If you're into... Yeah, as I said, the whole noir type stuff.
I love those stories, man. So
yeah.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. I noticed you never talk about Jessica Jones. You're more a Daredevil head.
Yeah. Even though Jessica Jones has gotten, like, a bunch of Emmy awards and all that. But Daredevil also has, too.
Yep.
But, Jessica Jones, yeah, I would recommend that. It's pretty good.
So Daredevil Season 3.
Yeah, Daredevil Season 3. Back to where it was. So this season starts off basically from the beginning of the Defenders, because at the beginning, at the ending of the Defenders, I'm sorry, I'm kind of talking too fast, and I'm just kind of, but so it starts from the ending of the Defenders, where a whole building drops on Matt Murdock.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Did the Defenders leave on a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a whole building dropped on Matt Murdock, as he was down there with Elektra. Spoiler alert, but it was too late for that, but so yeah, Elektra.
Like Jennifer Gardner?
No,
sorry.
She gets resurrected. She's not fully Elektra. She's like some sort of like killing machine. But at the end, they both get like a building dropped on them. In season three, we find Matt, pretty much a few hours, like at least half a day from the Defenders. He's like, he came out of a drainage ditch. He's like battered. You find him like in his Daredevil suit, just washed up on a beach through a drainage ditch.
Just another weekend for Matt Murdock.
So then he spends the next, like, I think 7 months at the orphanage where he grew up. He's deaf in his left ear.
Oh, that's fantastic. He's blind and he's deaf, dude.
Well, I mean, he still has the senses, but since that building dropped on, it just played, like, hazard with the senses. Like, just played, like, you know, just...
He's like, oh, I got a broken body.
Yeah, he's deaf in his left ear, he has a broken back, broken hip.
He's deaf in his left eye.
And what else? He can't smell either, so his senses are really messed. Like, you know, he can't hear good, he can't smell, so if someone snuck up on him, he wouldn't even know, basically.
I'm sorry.
But, he spends the next 7 months, like, just trying to recuperate, gets a bit better. Then he starts training, starts going back out again when his friends, everyone thinks that Daredevil's dead. So he pretty much is. And this season, he doesn't rock the
red suit.
Yeah, because he feels like he doesn't deserve that symbol of what it stood for.
He's like, oh, I got Iron Fist canceled, dude.
But so this time he's really like and since Matt's a Catholic, he's always believed in God. But now he's angry at God, and he's angry at the fact that he wasted all his time beating criminals and not actually putting them away for good, aka killing them.
Is this season disappointing? Is this season better than season 1 and 2?
Well, in terms of story, for me, I'll have to say yes. Because it's a bit more, like, down-to-earth, like, more, like, realistic rather than facing ninjas and, like, some big mythical organization.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, you know, Matt, I don't want to give away too much. You know, Kingpin is back again as the main, antagonist.
Oh, is that the big bald dude?
Yeah, he gets out of prison by playing the FBI. Like, makes a deal, but really he's playing them. But, so Matt, he's lost faith in justice system, so he gave up on being a lawyer. Now he's just full-time at Daredevil.
Oh yeah, sorry to interrupt, but I looked on YouTube because, you know, you love Daredevil,
yeah,
and you really want me to get into it, and I was like, oh, screw it, man. So I looked up online, I'm like, Daredevil hallway fight, clicked on. Dude, that was sick, man. See? Oh my god.
Yeah.
Is this the one where he goes into like that motel room? And then, there's action in the room, and then the door busts down.
Yeah, and then, and the one guy comes and throws, like a file cabinet at his head or something.
Dude, oh
yeah.
My god, dude, I watched that scene, I'm like, oh my, like, dude, I love good fight choreography.
Yeah.
Like, I love the Raid Redemption. Actually, you guys, check out the Raid Redemption and, the Raid 2. But, like, fight choreography, I'm in love with, like,
yeah,
the Matrix, and, like, oh my, I watched that scene, I'm like, I gotta watch this series now.
Yeah, that fight scene got got like how many Emmys for best choreography, but yeah, that fight scene is kind of topped off with season 3's prison hallway fight scene. But the thing I liked about that fight scene is that, you know, it shows Daredevil as a human. He's not like a superhero. No, in the fight scene, he gets tired, right? He gets gassed.
Dude, I like when he just like sitting against the wall,
yeah,
just like. It's realistic,
yeah,
though. He's not like,
yeah,
Superman, you know.
Yeah, like he's not like Captain America or like as Superman, Batman. He's like this human who actually had to train. Like he doesn't have no superpowers. He has senses.
Yeah.
So that's really it. Like he has abilities, not superpowers.
But yeah, that's what I dislike about like, I said this so many times about superhero stuff, but like you think about like Superman, like oh, like he can never die. Like, oh, like, oh, it looks like he's gonna die, but no. And then, like, all this, like, most, like, Marvel stuff these days is so kid-friendly. And, like, I don't know. I'm mature. I'm 23. And it's, like, I want, like, more mature, like, more complicated stuff. And I don't want, like, that kid stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, with Daredevil, with the Punisher I talked about last week. And just, like, I love it, man. And, like, the realistic combat and, like, yeah, just it's so cool, man. Like I'm really interested now. Like,
yeah. If you want, like later, when you're at my place, I can just show you like a few minutes of the first episode of season 3 Daredevil.
Okay.
Cause yeah, like show it to you. But yeah, the fight choreography is kind of upped in the third season.
How many episodes did this season?
13.
13. Okay.
So 13 in like every Marvel episode, like Punisher, Daredevil, and all that.
Cool.
So they have 13 episodes. But I heard that Daredevil, I don't know, I'm pretty sure like all the Marvel Netflix shows are getting canceled due to Disney's Marvel streaming service.
Oh yeah, that was the rumor.
Yeah, so they're starting that up. But it was so weird because I read a few months ago when they were just starting to, put it like in production, Netflix said that they were going to work in association to still keep those Marvel Netflix shows running. But now they're canceling them, so I find that to be kind of weird.
Sorry, is Daredevil and Punisher both Marvel?
Yeah, they're both Marvel.
Oh, Daredevil and Marvel. Oh,
yeah.
Interesting, okay.
And the cool thing is that they all take place within the MCU. Daredevil Season 3 takes place before Avengers Infinity War snap.
Do you find it, did you ever think, like, Daredevil seems like a DC Comics kind of creation?
Yeah, because it's pretty dark.
Yeah, just because of how mature it is, you would think, like, oh, Daredevil's DC, because, you know, DC's a bit more mature and, like, I'm losing the words, but, yeah, that's weird. That's crazy.
But it's mainly following Frank Miller's adaptation to the comics, because, Frank Miller is pretty dark with Batman and stuff and all that. So they're following the Born Again timeline, which is, like, pretty much the same timeline as Season 3. It goes back to his black suit and all that. It's all based upon Frank Miller.
How would you feel about a Sin City reboot, like, on Netflix? Would that work, or, like...
No? I mean, you know, like, Frank Miller's, in my opinion, like, one of the greatest, like,
writers. Directors or writers, you know, sorry?
Yeah, comic book writers of all time.
Oh, comic book writer, okay.
Yeah, so they're following Frank Miller's version of Daredevil.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the funny thing is, Frank Miller decided to make Daredevil, like, really dark after Frank Miller got robbed. So he's like, oh, no, screw it. I'm just gonna make, like, Daredevil as dark as can be.
Yeah, even after I watched that hallway fight, I immediately went onto Twitter. I'm like, yeah, watch the Daredevil hallway fight. And, like, I'm such a big fan, I'm such a big sucker for good fight choreography. And just like, yeah, I gotta watch a series now. I just tweeted that out right after I seen it. But, yeah, that's cool. If you had to rate Season 3 of Daredevil, what would it be?
9.5 out of 10.
9.5, wow, cool.
Because, awesome. It's kind of what I wanted, to be honest, like, in terms of story. Because in Season 2, he's battling some ancient organization called the Hand. And they're, like, a bunch of immortals with ninjas, which is, that's a bit more mythical. And I want it to be realistic, like, kind of like with the Punisher.
Okay.
So I want it to be as realistic and, like, you know, just, like, gritty as the Punisher. And it's a bit more.
Are you talking about Daredevil?
Yeah, Daredevil.
Sorry, I get lost.
Yeah, I know, because I'm not, like, me. I'm jumping from, like, all over the place.
Yeah, no, but yeah, that's cool, man. I never watched it yet. I'm just like really waiting for Stranger Things and The Punisher to come back for Netflix, but I'm like, I really want to see something. You know, I've been watching any TV shows, like waiting for Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Well, if you want, you know, I can like lend you my Netflix account. Just like just kind of watch a bit of Daredevil if you want.
Add me on Netflix. I'm FPS Fly 420. But yeah, that's cool. You give it a 9 out of 10. That's cool. I was going to say something. But and you recommend Daredevil for people to see it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Although
it's a bit mature and like bloody, so like, you know, if you have kids and stuff, you know, like it's a bit mature.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to go see it, but yeah. That's cool, man. Like you're not disappointed at all? Like it's a good season?
Yeah, it's a pretty good season considering that they lost, I heard they lost 50% of their viewers on Netflix, but it's still the most watched show on Netflix right now.
Cool, man. Interesting, yeah. But yeah, you know how I feel about superhero stuff. Like, it has to be good for me to watch it and, like, yeah, like, I'm interested. How do you feel about, like, superhero stuff today? I remember growing up in, like, you know, like, comic book... people who love comic book heroes and like we're always made fun of, and people who like Spider-Man were always made fun of. And like nowadays, like what are the biggest movies in the world right now?
Like Avengers,
Superhero
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, superhero. Like, yeah, like.
Don't Avengers. You find that weird how that shifted though? Like,
yeah.
It went from like, you know, like the Terminator 2 type
like genres and all that.
Action movie like beefcake, like muscly dude to like superhero stuff.
And, yeah.
Like, how do you feel about that? Like, dude, for like 10 years, ever since Iron Man in 2007, that's been like the biggest movies. Like,
yeah.
I bet, you know, you're such a big comic book fan. Like, it must be like heaven right now.
Yeah. Well, for the MCU, yes, but you know, the DCU,
After the Dark Knight trilogy, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of lost faith now, so.
Wasn't on the last podcast you talked about DC Universe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Okay, yeah, we already talked about that. But.
And, But yeah, like right now, man, like yeah, it's definitely heaven with a bunch of these movies. Like there's like 20 Marvel movies now. Like especially with you know, Captain Marvel coming out, Brie Larson.
Right? Yeah, that looks is that gonna be a movie or a TV series?
Yeah, it's gonna be a movie.
Okay.
Yeah, Black Panther is like the third like most watched movie in the world.
Black Panther?
Yeah, it like surpassed Titanic, and yeah, so Titanic is now the fourth most watched movie in the world. Yeah, that's how good, you know, movies like that can be. I feel like we should talk about Henry Cavill being cast as Geralt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, totally forgot. Sorry, man. I just keep daydreaming like you're talking, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, man. I'm bad today, dude. I'm just like... So what are your thoughts on that? Dude, I saw the little mini video. Yeah. I'm just like... I feel like he looks a little too clean. He doesn't look that rugged, but I wonder if it's supposed to be younger Geralt.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea. Like, you know, we haven't really had much to go on except for that little, like screen test. So, but so far, I think it's kind of... He he's kind of the kind of ideal, like, good casting choice, I guess. As Geralt.
Yeah, he kind of needs something to do after Superman.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about him as Superman, just like really quickly?
It was like really, it was perfect. Man of Steel, top.
Yeah, I feel like Henry, if you just look at Henry Cavill, I've never watched like Superman movies, but he just looks like Superman.
Yeah.
Like the way he looks and just like, oh man, like that's what Superman would look like in my head.
Like, yeah, he's like right under Christopher Reeve for me.
Yeah, just like how confident he is on screen, the way he delivers lines. Like Henry Cavill was one of the bright spots of the bad DC universe, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah, like he seems like a really good actor. I was gonna say something. Sorry, Leah, what are your thoughts on Henry Cavill as Geralt?
As I said before, it's kind of a big casting choice. I'm just kind of wondering what the whole story is gonna be. Like, that's what I'm wondering right now.
Yeah, it's so weird that The Witcher is coming out with a TV series. Like, how strange. Like, I know, like, The Witcher 3 came out, and it was so popular. Like, one of the best games of this generation, Witcher 3.
Yeah.
But I feel like with Witcher 3, like, I loved it. But one thing was, I feel like people played it, and I feel like if you didn't play The Witcher 2, like, in, like, people, like, kind of were confused.
Oh, damn.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the yeah. I was really disappointed. Like, people are like, oh, I don't like The Witcher 3, blah blah blah. I'm like, or I don't understand. I'm like, dude, you should play The Witcher 2 before you play The Witcher 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it's so weird. Like, I feel like The Witcher, like, isn't that popular of a series? I guess we'll see. Like,
yeah. I heard that Netflix has been planning for like, I think, a year now. I heard that the first choice was Mads Mikkelsen.
I feel like he might be a little... Well, yeah, he kind of has that Geralt look, actually.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I heard that was... Oh, my grammar and my vocabulary is not good today. So, yeah, I'm not speaking English. And if I am, it's, like, very, like, wrong English.
I think he played in that Cannibal thing.
Cannibal?
Yeah. I never watched it, but...
Yeah, it's also pretty good.
Nice. But yeah, I don't know what to think, really. I'm a big fan of Witcher 2, big fan of Witcher 3, the games.
Mm.
And I'm like, Henry Cavill, I don't know. How are they going to do this? Like, I'm just more intrigued than anything.
Yeah.
But yeah. Can you check how much time we've been going on?
Going on for like 48 minutes.
Okay. Do you want to wrap up, or is there any other thoughts?
No.
Do you want to go to the? Do you want to go to the store? Do you want to buy anything or?
No, I just kind of want like something to drink real quick.
Okay. Do you have money or no?
Nah, I don't. I didn't bring my card. I can't find my card actually.
Okay.
So yeah, that's kind of got me stressed.
Yeah. So I don't really have any money. I thought you had money.
Oh yeah. It's all G-Man.
But yeah, I don't know. I have really nothing else to talk about. I was trying to think, like, I feel like I'm missing like a big topic or something.
Yeah. I'm trying to like think right now.
Oh yeah, I've been doing game swap. I already said this to Connor earlier, but like, I've been on Reddit and I found this Reddit called Game Swap, and like, you put like, oh, Canada or U.S., and like, I have for me, I have God of War and
Shadow Tomb Raider.
And Shadow Tomb Raider, and like, and you put what you want to trade for, and like, I wanted Detroit Become Human, Red Dead 2, and like, someone actually got a hold of me in Canada. They're like, I was like, yeah, Canada only. I never done this before. Like, yeah. So we're gonna swap games, Shadow Tomb Raider for Detroit Become Human, and it's pretty cool, man. Like, I'm gonna ship it out this week, and he's like, yeah, like for you, since it's your first time, I want you to ship it first, and once it gets to me, I'll send mine, which is pretty cool. Like, I might use this thing a bit more. I think I might wait for people to complete Red Dead and trade God of War for Red Dead, like straight up. But yeah. I feel like it was pretty cool. I just started using Reddit like the past couple months. Mm. That's really cool, actually. Really awesome.
Yeah.
Any other news? Any other announcements you've been saw or?
No. Not at the moment.
Okay. But yeah, I haven't been playing anything. I've been playing NHL. I play a lot of H1Z1 on PS4 because I really enjoy that game. It's been fun. And Fortnite is Fortnite. Like, yeah, whatever. I still play here and there. And like, sometimes I get hooked. And then I'm just like, oh, like this game is like. I even said it before, but with Fortnite, like, my shooting is good. Well, I'm not the best in the world. I'm not ninja. But with the building, dude, like, I can't get a grasp on it and just like. People are so good at Fortnite now, man. Like, even, like the average player, like, usually, like, the first couple of players you face would be easy. Mm. But, like, once you get to the mid-game and the end-game in Fortnite, like, oh my god, dude. Like, people are sick at that game now. Like,
Before
you know it, like, you go to engage somebody and, like, they build on top of you and, like, they just gunning down with a shotgun and just, like, yeah, like, yeah, people are good at Fortnite, dude. Like, any other thoughts on Fortnite or?
Yeah.
I think I'd so tired at this point, dude.
Yeah, I haven't played Fortnite, so I haven't seen any videos. So.
Yeah, I shouldn't even talk about it because it's been so tired, like a tired topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got nothing else to talk about. Thank you guys for joining us for this podcast. I kind of wanted it to go a bit longer, but like I kind of wish I've been playing more recent games. You know, last time I provided a Shadow Tomb Raider review and all that, but yeah, maybe Maybe, do you want to do a podcast after I play Battlefield, like on the 20th, or?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, although I might not arrive till December, so. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us on this Wrong Potato Episode 2. Hopefully, shouts out to Alan, Lil Broke Boy, shouts out to Tegan, any other shouts out, any other ending notes you want to put down? Or?
Just thanks for listening. And yeah, this has been the Wrong Potato Podcast, and I'm FPS521 on like all social media and Xbox. So
social media. But Aaron M38 on Twitter, give me a follow. Don't look me up on Facebook. I don't want you. Check me out on Wrong Potato. Thank you guys for listening. I'm out.
Yeah, peace.